morning, everybody. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency office, bringing you this week's USDA report. And first things, welcome to spring. Today I'd like to notify producers that participate in the CRP program that we are planning an informational meeting for those participants and landowners who will need to be conducting some mid-contract management activities or establishing brand new seeding plans this spring from their sign-up 45 enrollments last year. This meeting is being sponsored by the Audubon County Chapter of Pheasants Forever and USDA Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Offices. The date that we have planned is April 8th, and it'll be in the evening at 6 p.m. with a meal to begin with and followed by the meeting after that meal. The location will be at the Audubon County Conservation Club, north of Exira or south of Hamlin along Highway 71. Again, this meeting is going to focus on the procedures and requirements that producers will have to complete their activities for mid-contract management or seeding establishments. And so if you have either one of these activities that you need to be doing, why don't you plan to attend and hear the latest updates on your requirements and what your obligations are. Again, that was April 8th, and that'll be at 6 o'clock in the evening. Well, we have come to the time of year to expect storms in the spring here, and Farm Service Agency does record extreme storm damages and forwards this information on up the ladder. This information is then used to make disaster declarations later by either the Secretary of Agriculture or the President. So forwarding this info is critical to making a county eligible for disaster assistance in the future. And many times a storm may happen in a small part of the county, and we're not always aware of the damage, so it would be very helpful if producers could contact the FSA office with any damage activities in their areas and help me with collecting that information. A simple phone call to me will put me on alert, and then I can investigate it farther from there. So if you do we get any spring storms that might be heavy rain or something like that, well, give me a call, and I'll assess it and see about filing a report. Well, again, here at the FSA offices, we are asking producers to keep us notified and updated of any changes that they may have in their farming operation, including mailing addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, changes to forming a trust, estate, corporation, or something like that. So these changes are critical to be processed prior to signing up for anything. And so to keep the ball rolling when it comes time to sign up later on, it would be good to have these changes in place. So let's get them done now before the program signups begin. I want to remind producers again that they are to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out any new ground for production. They need to notify FSA prior to conducting any land clearing or tree removal or any drainage projects to ensure that they remain in conservation compliance. Landowners or operators, either one, can complete the AD 1026 here for highly erodible land conservation or the wetland conservation certification to determine whether a referral is necessary to NRCS. It does appear that conservation compliance is going to be required to maintain eligibility for farm programs at FSA, as well as any crop insurance premiums. A reminder to those producers with grain, this is a good time now to be checking that grain as the temperatures are beginning to change up and down. Check that grain for condition that you've had stored in your bins over the winter. And we sent out a newsletter from the Audubon County FSA this last week via the Gov delivery, which comes to your email, for those producers who have authorized us to receive the newsletter by email. If you are not signed up or if you did not receive that newsletter by email and would like to receive one, call our office here at 712-563-4261, extension 2. And ask us to mail you one, or just stop by our office if you happen to be in town. I would like to take just a moment now to inform those producers in Cass County that Max Dirks' father passed away unexpectedly last week. Max, of course, is the CED at the FSA office there in Atlantic. And we sure want to extend to Max and his family our thoughts and prayers are with them at this time. For more information and clarification on any of our FSA programs or what I talked about here today, feel free to contact our local FSA office. Again, here in Ottawa, that number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates.